Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Doug Steffen's Good Day Program, words that people use to describe the program. One of them is authentic. There's a lady who sends me notes all the time, and she wants to know how it is that I always seem to have the same attitude. And I would tell you that I don't, but I do a good job of covering up most of the time. What kind of what's going on, what I'm thinking, what I'm experiencing, because I'm not here. I'll tell you real life stories that involve me, my family, Jay, her family, stuff that you can relate to, because many of the things we talk about, hopefully the reason we are successful is because we talk about stuff that affects you, that happens to you. And that's what authenticity is all about. I'm not trying to be somebody I'm not. People are suspicious of those folks who don't seem to be who they really are, especially on the radio. Not so much on television, because there's a lot of acting involved. There's not too much in the radio world, at least in the spoken word formats, there's not much acting. I'll take that back. When I think about guys like O'Reilly, was a complete, he wasn't a fraud. He was doing what he, you know, what we're all paid to do is to get an audience. And he got an audience by being a character. It was the no spin zone and it was nothing but spin. And I say that frequently because I actually have a lot of respect. I have a lot of admiration for O'Reilly because I think he's actually, we were talking earlier about who's funny and Kevin Hart was in our focus. I find O'Reilly to be extraordinarily amusing. Just to watch his mannerisms and to, I didn't find, Limbaugh had a great sense of humor and he had a great sense of timing and he used that and a lot of other, especially when he was in the first 20 years or so of his program when he was funny actually, he was really funny. Then he got to believing his own press and he got a little more serious and people responded to it because they responded to him. I see no reason to be serious all the time. There are things that we need to talk about here that relate to people that are important. And I don't want to not talk about that stuff. But I also want to talk about people who have good intentions, people who have attractive stories, people who have nothing wrong with them. Where do we find... Where are those people? I want to find a whole town full of people who have nothing wrong with them.
They're hanging out with the unicorns.
Where are they? Da-da-da-da, there's the unicorn. All right, so here's a guy in Michigan. Won himself $400,000 yesterday. Whoops, how'd he do that? Well, he didn't really plan to do it, nor did he actually know that he was entitled to it. This fellow who won the $400,000 thought it was a joke. What do you mean? My number didn't show up. Aha! But apparently in Michigan, there's a second chance jackpot drawing. And so this guy, for example, plays games online. So his entries went into a second chance giveaway. There are certain games, I think, in each of the states that you can do that in. I'm not an expert in the lottery by any stretch of the imagination. But anyway, this guy doesn't want anybody to know who he is, and I think that's pretty smart. He said he saw an email from the lottery saying I'd won $416,322. and a second chance prize. I figured it was a scam. Because, by the way, there are a lot of these scams that are just exactly like this. Just send your email and your bank account number to us, and we'll send you the money.
Exactly. Or click this link. Yeah. Exactly. He did the smart thing. He contacted the lottery. He called the lottery phone number. He actually went to the source and was like, hey, I received this email, and sure enough, it was legit.
Yay! So, good for him. You know, I think it's just good. I think we all wish for the same thing, don't we? I got six lottery tickets sitting to my left over here that I just have been, when I go to the gas station, while I'm waiting for the tank to fill up, I go inside and I buy a couple of tickets. Just for the heck of it, it's a couple of bucks, big dad. Yeah, no big deal. So anyway, it's good for him. Happy that he got a second chance. We all deserve a second chance, no matter what the issue, what the thing, we need a second chance. There's a think tank called the Roosevelt Institute. A lot of people don't know about it, but yes, it was founded by the Roosevelt family. And they have released a report calling for a new approach to economic policy, which would build a better America. It's pretty progressive. It goes back to the time when Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt were in charge, in a manner of speaking. And I say that Franklin Roosevelt was in charge, kind of, but his wife was pretty much in charge. She was the first real woman activist to be married to a president. She lived her own life. He lived his life. They were married in a titular sense, but they didn't live together. They didn't sleep together. They didn't do much together. They had the common interests, and that's what brought them together, and that's why they got married. And then she went off in her world, and he went off in his world. But anyway, the name Rockefeller, Roosevelt, is connected to them in this report, which calls for higher taxes on the rich, higher minimum wages. Now, remember, this is back in the Roosevelt era. More regulation of Wall Street, more support for labor unions, more antitrust enforcement, more government investment in economic growth, and yada, yada, yada. So where has this report been? Remember, it's just now being revived, because it's, you know, the regurgitation of a lot of things that have happened. You know, when Obama was president, there were certain things that became sort of assumed or anticipated. And Biden came in and there was an assumption he was going to be just like Obama. No, he's not at all. When Obama left office, he was popular, very popular. And his wife was popular until yesterday when Uri Geller sent a letter to Michelle and kind of called her out for not embracing what was going on with the children in Israel. And so anyway, that's a whole horse of a different color. What I'm interested in looking at this very democratic, neoliberal market, the whole thing is Rooseveltian, which is when Roosevelt left, when he died, there wasn't another president until LBJ that focused so much on social policy. So, you know, you look back at people like Milton Friedman. Some people know who he is, who's a Nobel laureate, economics professor. And his theory was close to what the Roosevelt theory was. And he thought that would bring economic prosperity for everybody. Well, it doesn't work that way. Taxing the rich is the oldest ruse in the world. And all of the things that kind of go with it. There's some great things that are very practical in those ideas, but we've now kind of fallen off the trail of economic growth. We do have a lot of wealth inequality. I agree with that. But why is it that way? Is it because people I don't have the opportunity. No, I reject that. Plenty of opportunity in America to do whatever you want. Still, even though the government is a pain in the butt, you still, if you want, you got an idea, let's go with it and make it work. But the people on the bottom end keep getting this drivel from the New York Times or wherever. Yeah, you got to have equality. Yeah, okay, I want equality in the sense that I don't want to be denied because of the color of my skin or my religion or my sex the opportunity to do whatever I want to do or can do. But because I have more money than the next guy, that's counter to what's good and right and just? Nuh-uh. No, not buying that. So anyway, I'm sort of moving into a poll that has come out. You know, liberal Democrats who think like Roosevelt did and like LBJ did in terms of government policy. There are those in the Biden cabinet and who are around him that are trying to push him in that same direction. You know, and that's where a lot of the stuff comes from with the climate change opportunists and people who want to let everybody come into the country no matter where they come from, and everybody deserves free college and all of that stuff. There is nothing that's free. Nothing. Zero. So as a result of some of this stuff, you can see when there's a good poll, that is when they profile who it is that they're actually talking to, and you see in the latest one, there's a poll in which the majority of Democrats want a new candidate for the first time. This is the first poll that has showed 54% of Democrats who were surveyed in a survey of about 4,000 Democrats, registered Democrats who would vote in the presidential election. They want a new candidate.
They don't want Biden. Yeah,
I would have thought it would be too. Interesting how that correlates, though, with the rise in the popularity of Robert F. Kennedy. Now, you can say, well, you're just trying to make an argument for Kennedy because you like him. I don't have to. Biden's making his own argument for another candidate, or more so, the people around him. You hear me mention Susan Rice all the time because she's one of the major forces behind the scenes in pushing her agenda, which is more liberal than anything Roosevelt ever came up with. So the Democrats are rejecting that, and they aren't reading the tea leaves. So let's see what happens. 18 after the hour, and good day.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
At the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is about the business of talking to you about what they have gleaned. Their reports that you can read every week at talkers.com. Also, we have the lists at gooddayshow.com. The whole business of I'm feeling like we need to spend a little more time on Israel, if you don't mind, Michael. There's a poll that has been released late in the week as we do this program, which shows something, maybe it sounds arrogant to some people who don't agree with me and or you, and I don't say that even you and I need to, we don't have to agree. We're talking about things that are on the minds of people who are listening to these radio programs discussing the issues of the day. So the fact that there's a poll that's been released that shows that more people in our country favor a ceasefire now than support Israel's position in the war, I don't mind the idea of a ceasefire, but to have people say that Israel is basically wrong at this point, is that something that is born out of ignorance or out of intelligent, intellectual, stimulating information that's real?
Well, your question is a disguised question. You're asking me, is Israel wrong?
Manner of speaking, you and I don't. Just, I'm not going to put words in your mouth. I don't think
you
they
did.
Are.
No, but that's the question. The question okay, you ahead, asked you is Israel wrong? You said, you know, is Israel
help
wrong
yourself.
Or is?
Huh?
Yeah. And I mean, everybody is wrong when it comes to killing people. That's some right. of it is justified. Sometimes we're justified in doing what's wrong. But it's still wrong. War is wrong.
Yes.
So, you know, you got to build it from that premise.
See, yeah, I always can count on you to bring out the intellectually stimulating and well-rounded approach. And I don't mean that as a kissy face. It just is you put things, I may, because I'm more guttural sometimes, I'm more, I'm more emotional. I don't always look at all sides. I just feel my impulse as an empath brings me around to being annoyed at this stuff.
Well,
whereas you're looking at it
objectively. Emotionalism is what's going to cause our extinction. It's not a matter that I'm not emotional. I'm very emotional, but I try not to use this megaphone, this platform, this power, whatever it is, a lot or a little, to incite other people's emotions when the ultimate result of it is death and destruction. And with nuclear capability, unleashed emotionalism is a very dangerous thing. So, the question is Israel wrong? Are the Palestinians wrong? Is Hamas wrong? You know, is Trump wrong? Is Biden wrong? Who's right? Who's wrong?
The answer is yes.
Everybody's wrong. Yeah, that's why I said earlier, human beings are obnoxious. It's our nature. We have to go deeper into our nature, or these conversations about who's right and who's wrong will go on forever. But as our technology becomes increasingly advanced and our ability to destroy each other becomes easier to enact, then we have to look at it from a number of angles and try to curtail growing emotionalism and hostility. So, Israel is justified in what they're doing, but that what they're doing is not something that we should just go, wipe them out.
Yeah. All right. More hostility on the radio here coming up as we continue this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The people of Argentina have said no to socialism. The South American country elected conservative libertarian Javier Milei as its new president yesterday. Faced with an economy nearly destroyed by triple-digit inflation, a looming recession, and growing poverty, he won 56% of the vote versus 44% for his rival. Milei promised swift measures to pull the economy out of its deep crisis, saying he's ready to welcome all those willing to join his efforts to restore the country's prosperity. Milei will be president of Argentina December 10th. The Thanksgiving travel rush is officially underway. AAA guesstimates about 55.5 million people will hit the road and travel at least 50 miles for the holiday. In the Sunday Night Football late game last night, the Denver Broncos came back to beat the Minnesota Vikings. Final score was 21-20. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
Turkey gotta gobble, gotta gobble turkey on the holiday. But ham gets jealous and go ahead and gobble. You can't beat my honey glaze. Every single year they have a little squabble. Turkey and dressing have a lot of fans. Ham says turkey without your dressing on holidays, I'd be the man.
Be the man. A lot of energy in that song. This is Good Day at 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner getting ready to have a week when you can't find anybody to do business with. It's kind of like people are shut down. By Tuesday afternoon, you'll be done finding anybody to do business with. It just, that's the way it is until the following Monday. And then we have maybe a month, if we're lucky, to do business. And then from Christmas to New Year's, most offices and businesses are like, cricket. It's ghost town. So anyway, get it while you can. Hurry up. Do your business. And let's keep things moving, shall we, as much as we can. the I was talking about energy and performing and stuff. Do you think we have more energy this time of year or less energy? The days are shorter. We eat more. We seem to have the fact that we eat more kind of slows us down a little bit. Or maybe I should speak for myself. I'm pretty mindful of what I eat most of the time, but I must admit, and I probably will be because this Thanksgiving I'm spending with my son and his wife and my grandson with her parents up in Napa. So who knows? The father is a professional. Here's a very interesting. They actually have a great family. I'm very, very fond of Sophie's mom and father's very much. He's written a lot of very famous movies. And she tells the story of the first time he got a check for $1 million. She put it in her jeans and washed the jeans. And she produced, it was the first Reba show was her idea. She and Reba are great friends, and they're working on another program, sort of reviving what they did before. And she was involved in, I mean, this is a L.A., Los Angeles showbiz family. But he's now retired from writing, and he's opened a restaurant. And he's a very, if you go into their home, they have this huge kitchen. It's like a commercial kitchen. He's always making stuff. And it's, you know, it's different, but it's good. Depends on your taste. But he loves to do it. And so he's able to do something that, you know, he's secure, so he doesn't have to worry about, you know, where the next, quote, literally meal comes from. And so he's gone down the street and he's opened a couple of restaurants and they're doing quite well. Very unusual. So he'll cook Thanksgiving dinner, I'm sure. And then the kids will be involved in making things. But it's just something different and something that will have, I'm sure, a lot of great energy attached to it. And I've never been in Napa, as much as I've traveled around California, never been in wine country. I don't drink wine, so, you know.
Yeah, there's still so much
why would you go?
Food. And, yeah, it's that's going to be a blast.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful area. So, anyway, that's what Thanksgiving is for me. What is it for you? Have you got all your plans made? You're going to be there with your folks, right, Jay?
I am, yes. Yeah. My husband's family, his aunt and uncle, who usually host Thanksgiving, are going to be traveling. So we are doing something earlier
this weekend.
And then with my family on Thanksgiving Day. Okay. So it kind of takes away the hustle and bustle of having to normally rush around and you know, be with one family and then hurry up, have to leave early with one family and then show up late to the next family because everything's around the same time. It's going to definitely be a lot more leisurely and laid back. We're looking forward to it.
So here's some good news for those of you who watch the stock market, or more correctly, it's not the stock market, it's the stock markets, plural, because there are a number of the Standard & Poor's, the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, all of those, and there's a couple of other producer price indicators that show things are looking up. And whenever I see these, I want to pass them along because there are a lot of people who want to start the rumor that we're headed toward a recession. And the fact is that after, I think it's about 50-50, after the Fed stops raising interest rates, sometimes there's a recession, sometimes there isn't. So you can kind of cross your fingers and hope there isn't one. And a lot of these strikes that were around, like the auto workers strike, that's over. The hotel strikes that have been, I think, prevalent in Chicago, Detroit, Los Angeles, those are kind of settled. The actors and the, you know, all that stuff. The things that get a lot of attention, that get people to think, you know, working, you know, oh, these guys are going on strike, maybe we should go on strike too. You know, it's just that they all fall. So when the strikes are settled, that kind of calms down people. Mm-hmm.
Well, especially when you have organizations that do work hand in hand and one goes on strike, it kind of only makes sense of like, well, we have to stop while they're on strike anyway. Let's fight for something we want.
Yep. The end of the saga of that mother of the 6-year-old boy. Remember the boy who shot his teacher? She was sentenced to 21 months in prison, having nothing to do really with what the boy did. They got her on marijuana abuse or something. I guess is marijuana not legal in Virginia? I guess it isn't. I think medical is, but I'm not sure. That recreational marijuana, and that's what they got her on. What it is, no, here's what it is. I think that you can't, the law is weird. You can't use marijuana while you own a gun. Okay? There you go. And I think that's a federal law, too. Hold on a second. I got this big fly.
I feel like more people are likely to be drunk and shoot at somebody than to be high on marijuana and shoot somebody.
Excuse me. Pardon the interruption. Flies lying all over the place. You notice how at this time even
a fly?
Yeah, the fly is all over my screens here. And then flying around, you can hear it. But part of the how of the ambiance, right? Okay. Enough of that.
Carry on.
Yes, I'm going to go to Illinois for this one. Speaking of shooting, there's a guy who is dead today. He was shot in the face while he was out hunting with his friends. There you go. That reminds me of one of the, who was it that shot somebody in the face?
Was it Dick Cheney?
Dick Cheney shot somebody in the face. I mean, yeah, right. It was. Anyway, this is Iowa. A fellow's name is Seth Egelhoff, hunting with a group of friends 40 miles northwest of Des Moines. And somehow or other, he got in the way of somebody who was shooting at some prey, and he got shot. He fell into a marsh. Man, this has got to be a messy situation. They got a helicopter, but he was dead. So it was an accident, but yet, you know, these things will happen if you're not really careful. This is very dangerous stuff, especially if there are leaves still on the trees like there are in many places. I look out my window here. Most of the trees still have, the old trees don't have any leaves, but the younger trees all have leaves, and we're a month after when they normally would go away, and hunting season is open here. Pretty much hunting season. I know some folks went up to Maine over the weekend, hunting season up there. So with all the leaves on the trees, very dangerous. What did you start to say?
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sorry.
Listen, maybe I said it all. Anyway, just be careful, please.
Oh, just with the shooting, the victim, the poor family of this victim that lost their loved one. It's so tragic.
Yeah.
And then also for the friend who accidentally killed his friend. His life is never going to be the same.
Nope, sure won't. Nope, not at all. All right, other people in the news. New Jersey's first lady, a lady named Tammy Murphy, Governor Murphy's wife, has announced she is going to run for the seat of Senator Bob Menendez. The Senate race next year. This guy is a crook, and everybody knows it, vulnerable, but yet he still says, oh, I'm not guilty of anything, I'm going to run again. Okay, good. She says that most people know her as the wife of Phil Murphy, who's the governor, but that's okay. Time goes on, she says, people know who I am. I've had a very successful career in finance. And as a matter of fact, she says, quote, a lot of times I was the only woman at the table. And so she worked twice as hard, she said, because she was a woman. And now she wants to focus on things like helping New Jersey be better in certain areas. Like they have a very high, especially in northern New Jersey, high infant mortality rate. And so she's all about that. Women's issues. And in New Jersey, like most other states, more women vote than men. So it'll be interesting to see how that affects people like Nikki Haley, too, frankly, because more and more women, it's like most other things, more women are running companies and politics. They ought to be. It should be the equality. We shouldn't even be talking about the fact that she's running, she's a woman. No, she's running because she's a qualified candidate. Listen to what she has to say and vote accordingly. Thank you very much. Anyway, so Menendez and his wife, everybody knows that story, right? Hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of bribes.
Yeah.
From the Egyptians. Guy's is sleepy. He's always impressed me as being sleazy. Always. And don't ask me why I put my finger on it. He is just a sleaze. So, what did they find? $480,000 cash and we sent something to the cleaners. Wasn't that? Huh? I think that's how he got caught. I'm not mistaken. All right, another name in the news, the Moose News, Larry Hendrickson. Mr. Hendrickson, 92-year-old man who was traveling from Yuma, Arizona, back to his home in Newport. His wife was in the car with him. They were driving. Listen to this. The guy's 92 years old. He's driving with a U-Haul truck in the car they had behind them. The guy's 92. And he's good for him, in a manner of speaking, anyway. But the drive didn't go so well.
His wife was driving the U-Haul.
I thought he was driving. No, she was driving?
She was driving the U-Haul while he followed behind in their car.
In the car, yeah. Anyway, I don't know whether he fell asleep or he wasn't paying attention to the road. Anyway, his car went down an embankment, and he was in the car overnight in sub-freezing temperatures before he was rescued. This is going to be a story and a half, right?
Yeah.
So is there a lesson here? Is there, like, he's 92. Do we do the age thing? Or do we just say you got to pay attention to... I know a lot of people who are in their 90s. I expect I'll still be driving the same as I am now. I expect to be on tractors and trucks and stuff when I'm 92. Not everybody can say that, but that's what my intention is. And so anyway, this guy must have, you know, he can, up in the mountains in Oregon, it's got to be cold.
Yeah.
He must have had hypothermia.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, and they got pulled over to, like, look at the truck's tires. Something was going on, and for some reason, she had both of their cell phones trying to call for help while he took their car and started driving to find a tire shopper or something. And so she was behind, and all of a sudden, she can't get a hold of, she wouldn't have been able to get a hold of her husband because she had both cell phones.
Right. That's not necessarily a recipe to fix things. You know, it's really interesting. I always carry a cell phone with me now wherever I go, just in case. If I'm on a tractor, truck, or whatever, I leave it there sometimes because if I'm not worried about getting in a precarious position, I just leave it. I don't carry it with me all the time. But when I'm out driving around equipment, always have it. 48 after the hour here on Good Day. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Gotta wait a moment or two until that riff comes in, and then you recognize the theme from Taxi. Which had a significant cultural impact on America. Am I giving it too much credit, Tucker, or what do you think? Yeah, it had a lot of cultural
impact. I think it was a great show.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
And if you think about the talent involved, and the reason we play that is because, not today, but tomorrow, and we're not here tomorrow, at least I'm not, Danny DeVito will turn 79 years old tomorrow, born November 18, 1944. Louis De Palma in Taxi, really a role that put him on the map in terms of a big name in the industry. Did great work on that show. He's directed movies, Hoffa, Matilda, was the Penguin in Batman Returns, been on Always Sunny in Philadelphia on the FX network, that sitcom for very long, well over a decade. So he's had a great career, very well respected in the industry.
All right, so let's talk about what the news is in the theaters, what's coming out this weekend. I see a promotion for The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. What the heck is that about?
Well, it's a prequel to the... Jennifer Lawrence starred in the first four Hunger Games movies, all very successful financially. She's not in these ones.
So it's
a prequel. Expected to open number one. Having said that, it will have competition from a new animated Trolls movie. And here's what I think. I know you're going to disagree, but this new horror film, Thanksgiving, directed by Eli Roth, who did Hostel and Cabin Fever. I think he's a good director. He shot this movie for $15 million, and it's gotten terrific reviews. Many compare it to as exciting as the first Scream movie. So it's going to make money. It's going to be profitable. But it goes to show you, Doug, you don't have to spend $200 million to make a movie. You can spend $15 to $20 million if you get the right people.
People love to be
make a very credible movie.
Well, is this story the next Megan movie, Five Nights at Freddy's Imaginary? There's a trailer that teases this stuff.
Genre, the horror genre, has always been very popular,
profitable,
and they're able to make these movies at a much cheaper cost budget-wise than the big studio tentpole movies like the Hunger Games prequel.
So another Megan movie, just what the world needs, right? Like another Chucky TV show. Good God. Mm-hmm. All right, so there's a movie coming out today. I know you will. Yeah, not me. There's a movie out called Next Goal Wins, and I'm trying to figure out what is this movie about. It's out today.
Yeah, I don't know. It's based on a true story. Michael Fassbender is a star. The director is the guy who did Jojo Rabbit in the last two Thor movies. I hear the reviews are mediocre. It's opening limited, and they'll go a little bit wider if it performs.
So, will the holdovers go wider? It was on 800 screens, you said, last week. Is that going to go wider?
Probably a little bit wider. They'll probably expand that ultimately to around 1,500, maybe 2,000. Yeah. I mean, it did okay. Again, you know, the movies that are geared to the more what they quote-unquote sophisticated moviegoers who used to occupy what they called art house theaters, which really have been decimated and converted to more mainstream houses. We'll see if those people show up. That's become a tougher and tougher model over the last few years. Those type movies.
I'm troubled by the movie Priscilla. I at first thought I wanted to go see it, and then I kind of looked at the trailer a couple of times. I don't know if it's true, and I don't want it to be true if it is, you know, that he was that kind of a guy.
But I know people who have and told me that they really, really, really liked it.
Really? All right. Yeah. Listen, that's all in the taste buds, is it not?
Yes.
So anyway, go to the movies, support the theaters. Thanksgiving should be a good time. Take the family. Maybe just go see the Taylor Swift concert tour film. It's still there. Chuck Curry with Doug Steffen on the Good Day program as we end this hour.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.